Madam Chair, Commissioners, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You all have a plan in front of you this morning, a bolder five-year direction, and I say that because we've had some discussions about this and shared a couple drafts of this, but as always, we have worked on this till the last minute, so the version you have in front of you is, of course, new and revised from what you've seen. And for those in the audience and listening to me, we will make this available publicly to everyone in Missouri who wants to see it this very day. So they probably already got that posted on the internet and starting to make copies of that. You know, we've had a good run in Missouri. With the Amendment 3 and ERA, we've been able to do some major improvements around the state. You heard Bob from Jeff City reference some of those, but our major roads are in good condition. Fatalities are at historic low. We've got some major four-lane highways, 36 and 60 built. I-64 was the grand prize transportation project in the country last year. We had the most innovative project in the country in our Diverging Diamond Interchange in Springfield. And I'm, quite frankly, just very proud of the work that MoDOT and our staff and partners have been able to do at delivering those projects. But that was all made possible by resources. The Amendment 3 money has been spent. The ERA funding has been spent. And now what's in front of us, you just heard Michelle give you a description of our construction, is a problem. Could be described as a pending crisis. It's money. Our construction program's going from $1.2 billion to $600 million average over the next 5 years. But that's only because we're working really hard at it. The number just a few months ago was $500 million a year for our construction program over the next 5 years. And sometimes that's easy to forget. We are working to get it to $600 million by having committed $249 million in our five-year direction in savings from reduced staff and internal savings to be able to match future federal funds we project available to us during this next five-year period. And that's not a guarantee. $600 million program is not enough. It's not enough to build the projects that Missouri wants. It's not enough long-term to even keep the system of roads and bridges we have in the state in good condition. And there's no good news in sight about this. Fuel is $4 a gallon. $4 a gallon fuel impacts MoDOT three ways. We use 8 million gallons of fuel a year, our costs go up. Our contractor partners use fuel and asphalt goes up. It's just increased our cost tremendously. There's been no progress on a federal highway bill. What progress there has been, I will tell you, is problematic. The Republican-controlled Congress views on a highway bill is that it should spend just the revenue that the trust fund brings in today. And we think we have a problem matching future federal funds at our projections that are just level federal funding. If we get a highway bill passed at just what the trust fund can sustain with current investment, our resources will go down $170 to $200 million a year in Missouri. And so then we'll have a different crisis to face. But the crisis is the same. It's about money. There is no one interested in raising revenue today. Not at the national level, certainly, and very difficult sledding here in Missouri to get that done. Times are hard. All across the country, and in Missouri, it's no different. The state of Missouri has had to reduce revenue for 3 years in a row and reduce staff. Missourians have had to do the same thing. They've had to tighten their belts just to make ends meet. And I think they expect us to do the same thing. We started a year ago on a five-year direction to try to make the best use of the resources we have available to us. It put us on a path to get smaller as an organization, create efficiencies, and focus the limited resource we have on the priorities, taking care of the existing roads and bridges in this state. Trying to put as much money as we can of our existing resources into those roads and bridges. In a year's time, we've done pretty well. We have reduced MoDOT's workforce by 340 people. We've put $64 million back into our road and bridges, focused on what we thought was the priority last year, and that is start to make some improvement in our minor roads in the state. The five-year direction has been a good start, but it's not enough. It really got us on a path, but it didn't look at where we were going to end up. What's the destination? What does MoDOT look like as we get smaller? Where do we need to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now? At your direction, I've been working with staff for the last few months to try to answer those questions. What does MoDOT look like? How much could we do focusing on using our existing resources as effectively and efficiently as we can? I told the staff that nothing was off the table. We're going to have to be bold in this approach because there's no one lining up out there to provide any more resources. We're going to have to find a way to do more with the money we have. And they have delivered. I'd like to now walk you through the recommendations we have for what we're calling right-sizing MoDOT, or a bolder five-year direction. 120 fewer people at MoDOT. 1,200 fewer people at MoDOT, 135 fewer facilities, 740 less pieces of equipment. But when fully implemented 5 years from now, result in $117 million available to focus on roads and bridges in the state that's not available to us today. How do we get there? Well, let's start with the people. Our internal operating budget is close to $1 billion, and the single largest component of that is people, both salaries and benefits. So any significant reduction in operating expense has to start with people. The plan we have reduces 1,200 employees, or 19% of MoDOT's workforce, all across Missouri. With a smaller budget, we simply have less work to do. So we'll start with our program delivery area. That's the folks who do the construction projects. They buy the right-of-way, design the work, inspect the work. We will reduce that staff by 27% across Missouri. A smaller MoDOT needs less support. So our administrative support functions across the state, we will reduce that staff by 31%. And finally, our operations world doesn't have less work to do. And you could make the case they actually have more work to do as our system continues to have pressure and get worse. But we will still reduce our operations staff by 12%, but we will not reduce what I call boots on the ground. Our maintenance workers and folks who respond, we will do most of our work in the operations world by looking at reducing supervisors and middle management positions. We still have to focus on being able to manage a very large system well, so that's where we have the least impact. How will we do that? How will we manage with 1,200 less employees, 19% reduction in staff? Well, one of the things we have used for a long time to supplement our staff is contracting. We've contracted design. We have contractors who build our construction projects. We will continue to use and supplement our staff with the appropriate level of contracting to make sure we're able to get work done. It seems prudent for us to have a staff that's tailored to the very low of our funding troughs and to contract for those peak periods so that we don't have fixed cost or employees sitting there that we can't keep as productive as we want for the citizens of Missouri. The other thing that we have to do is we have to get better. We started our five-year direction a year ago, and already we see innovation working to make us get better. Last fall, we announced that we were making some changes in the way we are going to remove snow. It's one of those areas we focused on to see if we could save resources and still do a good job. The public reaction was, oh my God, you can't touch snow removal. But I think in the end, now that the winter's come and gone, you will don't think anyone will argue that we did a really good job removing snow this year. Might not have been the best year to try some new snow removal techniques because we had a really bad winter. But the end result was we spent less money plowing snow this past year than the year before. It's just an example. If we're going to get better, we're going to have to try to do things differently than we have. We've put a challenge out to our folks to try to stripe our major roads in the state by Memorial Day, because we had a really bad winter. We plowed off almost every stripe we had out there. And the initial reaction was, we can't do that. We'd have to go buy new stripers and hire more people, and that's not going to happen to us right now. So the challenge stayed. We've got to get those roads striped by Memorial Day. I got a little note from Ed Hassinger, who's our district engineer in St. Louis, that our employees are innovating and finding a way to do that. They have combined crews. They are working on Sunday when production's higher and have been able to double the production of stripes in a day in St. Louis just by going about how we do our work differently. Innovation, my point for these two things is innovation, will be one of the ways we're able to accomplish what we need for Missourians with 1,200 fewer employees, 19% less staff. Less staff means we need fewer facilities. Now, we've known for some time that we have too many facilities around the state. So we're planning to close 135 total facilities around the state, 111 maintenance facilities, 17 resident engineer offices, get rid of all leased facilities we have in Jefferson City, and close 3 of our district offices. That's about 40% of the total facilities we have in the state. One of the key strategies of this is 3 district offices. And it's not the specific district office that's in question here. It's having 7 districts instead of 10. We really haven't looked at our organizational structure or changed it since it was put in place in 1922. But 10 district offices mean I have 10 sets of management and middle management and support staff. And as we reduce resources, we are concerned that we're not going to be able to keep all those folks productive and busy. So having 7 allow us to reduce a number of middle management and support folks and be able to keep our people busy and focus on providing good service to Missourians in a way that doesn't impact our ability to do that. Having 3 less districts alone lets us have 104 less middle management positions. And having less management is one of the focus of the whole plan. By closing maintenance buildings, we're able total in this plan of our 1,200 employees have 444 fewer supervisors or managers in MoDOT. Trying not to impact boots on the ground, those folks who deliver that service to our customers directly. Having less people, having less facilities, also gives us the opportunity to have less equipment. So we will reduce our equipment fleet by 744 pieces of equipment. We just don't need as much in the configuration we're looking at. Every time we close a maintenance facility, we have an opportunity to get rid of some equipment. You have to have basic equipment at every maintenance facility, and combining them together means I can have less equipment. We know already we can have less trucks, less loaders, less tractors. We've shown that we can do a better job striping and have less stripers. And you'd just be amazed at what some of this equipment cost us, not just to buy, but maintain and operate in today's environment. Combining crews, sharing equipment are strategies that we will use to make sure that the equipment we have left is adequate to make sure we can provide good services to the citizens of Missouri. But 744 less piece equipment is a part of our plan. These changes together in this 5-year period we're talking about, which actually started a year ago, will allow us to save $512 million. And the number's different than the annuals because some of this is you've got to ramp up. We don't have the employee reductions all at once. We end up with some one-time savings, some reducing inventories. We'll get some cash from selling facilities, $512 in the first 5 years, and $117 million a year in ongoing savings long-term. And I think that's significant. That will allow us to do a better job taking care of the roads and bridges in this state. Why? Why would you do this? It's not easy. In fact, this will be the hardest thing we've done at MoDOT. But we don't think we have a choice. The financial situation facing us, we believe this is a matter of survival. It's the right thing to do. We have to be able to spend more of our existing resources taking care of our roads and bridges as we look ahead just to survive. Now, this is not going to solve the funding problem facing infrastructure in Missouri. Doesn't even come close. We're talking about survival here. But it does, I think, keep faith with the citizens and taxpayers of Missouri that we're doing everything we can with the resources we have first before we deal with the next problem, and that is how do we increase investment in infrastructure in this state. Okay, that's kind of the plan. So how do you go about it? Well, let's start with this, as we're not going to ask you for approval or anything today. In fact, we just want to present you the plan. And then we know that we have to go out and discuss this, communicate and talk to Missourians. So we'd like to do that over the next month and be back to you for consideration of the plan in June. This is hard. Hard things don't get any easier if you go slow, so part of our implementation of this is go as fast as practical. But have this plan implemented by December 31st, 2012. So essentially 18 months from now, or 2.5 years from when we started it. We will work to reduce our facilities in a way that makes sense. Generally, we'll try to get our personnel and our maintenance facilities redeployed this summer so they're organized and ready to plow snow this winter in the new configuration, and do just the opposite on our construction facilities, try to consolidate them and move folks in the winter when our construction workload is the least. And then have our 3 district office complex reassigned and reconfigured no later than that December of 2012 timeframe. We will use attrition and transfers as our primary strategy to reduce 1,200 employees at MoDOT. But that won't be enough to be complete by December 31st, 2012, so we will use layoffs as the last step to get us there. It's not a place we want it to be, but we're going to have to do that as a last step to be able to implement this. And there's a whole bunch of details about this as we move forward that we don't want to know today, because we need MoDOT employees to help us figure that out. I've just told you that if you give them a challenge, they're some of the most innovative folks that I've ever met. We need our district engineers and division heads and management team and employees to take this direction and challenge and help us figure out how to do it. That's kind of the MoDOT way, and they will rise to that challenge and help us figure out some of the details as we move forward. This is not easy, but it's the right thing to do. In fact, I think we don't have a choice. We have to get smaller. We have to focus the resources that we have on taking care of our roads and bridges as our first priority. As I've told you, I think it's a matter of survival. So we will begin to go out and have conversations with Missourians about the plan, answer questions. Probably will modify the plan before you see it again in June. I think that's an expectation. But in some form, a plan that's this bold, I think, has to be implemented for Missouri. So with that, let me stop talking to you about the plan and see if I can answer the questions that you surely have about it.
Well, Director, I think it's important for everyone to realize that this plan began and will end with the commission. We began last year, as you said, with the adoption of the 5-year plan, and as the year went by, it became clear that that wasn't going to be sufficient to meet the needs of the citizens of Missouri. And so during our hiring process, we focused on this concept of downsizing MoDOT with every candidate for the position, and we have talked about it a lot. Our direction was look at the state of Missouri, What are the needs of the citizens of the state of Missouri, and how can you accomplish that in the most efficient way possible? And from then on, it was up to staff to come back with a proposal as to how we can accomplish that. This latest draft was just handed to us this morning, so we have not completely had time to review it ourselves, and we're very open to comments from anyone. We're going to have a public comment period in a few minutes, but I want to reiterate that that isn't the end of the public comment. As Kevin said, we're going to be going out throughout the state talking to people. If you don't have time to get all of your comments on the record, please submit written comments so that we may have them in front of us. And this is so important for the state of Missouri and so important for its citizens that we need to get all the input we possibly can before we're through with the process. Are there statements from the commissioners, questions for Kevin?
I have a question, Kevin, and that's a little bit about the process. You know, right now we have 10 districts, and those district engineers have been there for a number of years, and they get to know the people in the communities, and they know the needs, they know the people, they know the individuals, the businesses in their particular locale throughout the state. In the process of presenting to us this draft, can you tell me what input you have gotten from each of our district engineers in the different areas of the state?
Well, more than probably just the district engineers is I worked with MoDOT senior management and their management teams, which would be our division engineers here in Jefferson City, our district engineers, to help figure out how do we do this in a way that makes sense for the long term. Allows us to get smaller and focus resources, but also makes sense for the long term. And every district engineer and division head in MoDOT has been involved in helping shape how this plan looks. Can't say that every employee has, because as you can imagine, this is hard. But every person involved in management of MoDOT has had a hand in shaping what this plan looks like.
The reason I ask that is we're in many respects a decentralized organization in which we give a great deal of discretion to our district engineers to be able to respond to the needs in their particular parts of the state. And I think that's always been a strength, that we're not monolithic where everything's just coming out of Jeff City, but we have discretion out in those locales. And I just want to make certain that in assembling this, that you were having an opportunity to hear from your leadership in every part of the state.
Commissioner Miller, and we absolutely agree with that. As we have worked on this, you can imagine that what we have today is not necessarily what we started with. In fact, we've got a map that shows the new proposed layout of MoDOT districts and facilities that, if you can put on the wall, I think might help explain this part of the conversation. But we didn't start with this. Those are our proposed new 7 regions or districts, if you would be. But we've looked at a number of combinations and how this might work. 8 districts, centralizing some functions, having 10 districts and regional functions where I didn't do everything everywhere. But in the end, that culture of MoDOT, of decentralized districts that has our people out there as close as we can to the citizens, making as many decisions as we can, we thought was a model that has served us really well. And this allowed us to reduce staff in a way that made sense, but still keep that decentralized model that we think works very well for us. And that helped us get to this recommendation to you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Kevin, the figure I believe I heard was $117 million, and that would be an annual ongoing savings if this plan is implemented. Have I got that right?
You do. As long as I qualify that with, let me get past the first 5 years. We ramp up a little bit, so once fully implemented, past spring of 2015, because our 5-year period started a year ago, we will believe we can save an average of $117 million a year to focus on roads and bridges in Missouri.
Okay. But there's no guarantee past the five-year plan that that savings will continue?
I think it's savings that can continue long-term. Can I guarantee the number? I can't, because there's too many assumptions based in there. But I would say this. I believe with, you know, a very high level of confidence that we will very least have $100 million minimum that for foreseeable future we can redirect into roads and bridges in this state.
We heard in an earlier presentation that our average stiff, I believe over the last 5 years, has been $1.2 million, and that'll drop to about $1.2 billion. Thank you. And that'll drop to about $600 million, roughly in half. The savings that you're talking about, is that being moved to stiff construction? Is that figure, let's say, $117 million, is that really part of the $600 we heard in the earlier presentation?
Of the $512 million that we can save in the first 5 years, we have spent most of it already on roads and bridges, or committed it to be able to get that five-year construction program number to $600 million. And let me make sure you all understand that, because we've done it a little piece at a time. Last year, we came to you and you agreed that we would spend the first $64 million in savings we made on improving minor roads in the state. Well, that's included in that $512 million. We needed $189 million in cash from our projections of federal funds to be able to match federal funds through the life of the STIP that Michelle just presented to you. So we have committed that $189 million in that STIP to get to that $600 million number. The $189 million to pay for that commitment comes out of the $512 million. And we assumed a year ago, as we started the five-year direction, that we would have to reduce staff, but we didn't know exactly where or how many, but we knew that we had less work to do in our program delivery arena. So we have assumed in those STIP numbers a $60 million reduction in staff cost in the program delivery arena, and have committed that money to get us to that $600 million construction program. And I think that's an important distinction, folks, to know. We started at a $500 million construction program. We're working really hard to put all the money we can to work in this state.
So it's fair to say that any savings achieved, or all the savings achieved by your proposed plan, wind up on the roads, essentially.
Yes.
I understand the accounting is a little more complicated than that, but that's what we achieve here, is putting more money on the roads. Is that fair?
It achieves to be able to put the savings on the road, and it puts it in position that any new resource we're able to generate, all of it can go on the road.
Thank you.
So, Kevin, if you had not started last year with some of the reductions in personnel, and if you had not, were not planning these reductions going forward, our actual construction budget would be approximately $500 million?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions from commissioners?
I had just a real fast other question for you. In making these changes, in particular in the district offices, do you anticipate, despite the reductions in personnel, that you'll be able to maintain the same level of service in those areas that are going to, or that are proposed for closing of a district office?
Well, let's talk about Missouri first, and then maybe district offices. I wouldn't be proposing this plan to you if I didn't think we could do a good job of providing services to the citizens of Missouri with this fewer employees and this fewer facilities and equipment. I think we can. I think we can do that well. But it won't be exactly the same, because we're going to have to reconfigure our forces. And it's kind of like the snow removal example, is that I think we'll still do it really well, but it won't be exactly the same. Well, one of the things I think we're committed to, especially in the communities where we've had a district office, is we're not abandoning those towns. And in the configuration, the map that I've shown you, we're proposing to eliminate our district office facility in Macon, Willow Springs, and Joplin. That's how we get to the seven, is those are the three that we're proposing that we don't have a district office complex in. But we're not abandoning those communities with the ability to deliver good service from MoDOT. We will still have a presence there. We will still have facilities there. We will still employ a number of people there, but it will be different. And I can't deny that there will be impact on those local communities and their economy from having less employees employed by MoDOT there. But we are not going to abandon them. We will keep a presence that allows us to provide good service to those communities. And if the concept, if I say the area engineer concept that we've used for about the last 12 years, is kind of how we'll get that done, is we need folks, not all of them working in a district office location, no matter where it is, and we do that today. It helps us to have some of our engineering staff who live and work in other communities so they can understand those needs, respond to that, and we will expand upon that concept and have staff at those communities.
Thank you.
You're welcome.